Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th. And it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
Bye. Saying bye-bye to Ramona tonight because she left. Bye-bye. She left on an out. Well, very
bon
quickly.
Bon voyage, Ramona.
See ya. And, you know, I thought she was really, I liked having her there. At least there was some drama going on. Afterward, everybody was just getting along really well. And how fun is that? Hey, guys, I'm Ashley Daniels here for another Real Housewives of New York After Show with the beautiful.
Hi, guys. I'm Lindsay Wegner. Thank you, Miss Ashley.
Oh, you're welcome. I meant it. Two of our girls are not here tonight, unfortunately. So you'll hear a lot more from Lindsay and I, so I'm sorry about that. But before we begin, Lindsay has to let us know some information about our boss and her awesome show.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for watching our after show, but we would love it if you also tuned in to Chasing Maria. That is our founder, Maria Menounos, and her partner, Kevin Undergaro. They have their show on Oxygen, and it airs at 10:30. They changed the time right now, so make sure you're taping it at 10:30 at night, or DVRing it, I should say. These guys have built these studios, have worked so hard to get AfterBuzz to be what it is, and you supporting them by watching the show, DVRing it, checking it out on iTunes, on Amazon, or on demand really, really helps us out here at AfterBuzz, and we know you guys love to support us, and we really, really appreciate that. So make sure to check it out on Tuesdays at 10:30 p.m., and let us know what you think of it. We love it here, don't we, Ashley?
We do, we do. I've watched every episode. For real, though, I really have. But I love her. I mean, I've loved her before I even did AfterBuzz because, you know, she's from Boston, and everybody looks up to her in Boston and everywhere, but I love her. Anyway, okay, enough about Maria. Let's get into Ramona. Okay, so tonight was the night that we saw things unravel from last week's episode. For anybody who didn't watch last week, you should definitely watch it before you continue watching this. But basically, she gets a little upset and Kristen, you know, throws water at her in the boat. So she gets upset and tosses her plastic cup at Kristen. And we stress plastic because apparently it was plastic. But still, it did cut Kristen, and you don't throw anything at anybody.
Ramona says it was plastic.
But Kristen, I believe she said it was, she's like, whether it was plastic or not, it still cut me. She may have said that on Twitter then.
Oh, maybe she
I'm
said that on
Twitter. I'm
reading
Twitter and I'm watching, okay. So my head's a little bit like Twitter, TV,
because
Twitter, TV.
Because throughout the whole episode, Kristen refers to it as a glass,
right.
Wine glass.
Right.
So, I mean, we don't exactly know what it is.
Well, Ramona says it's plastic. So if it was, I guess what we're getting at is regardless if it's plastic or it's glass, you don't throw something at someone else. And I do believe, like I said last week, that Ramona did regret it the minute she did it. I just felt like she really did. The second she did it, I just felt like she regretted it. And I know that you girls had disagreed with that, but I just felt like any human being would regret doing that. But I just think that it's difficult for Ramona to admit to her faults and to things that she does wrong. And she clearly has difficulty doing that. I mean, she did say that she shouldn't have done it, but
she's definitely very prideful. Yeah. And so it's sometimes difficult for people who have a bigger ego to admit the fault that they make and then apologize. And we obviously see that later on. But it's still hard for me to say that she regret it, because I think that if I were in that situation and something overtook me to do something like that, as soon as I saw somebody hurt, pride or not, I would have probably jumped in the water and been like, oh my gosh, are you okay?
Right.
Because it just, I wouldn't want to ever hurt anybody. So for her to not be apologetic instantly, I don't feel like she regret it right away. I feel like she regrets it because it was on camera.
Okay. Well, I can see where you're coming from, but I don't know. I feel like she just does things. I feel like she speaks sometimes without thinking, and I think the mm-hmm. same thing goes for her actions. And I think that's just my...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Opinion with that. I don't think that she meant to do it, but I'm glad that we don't agree, because that's what makes this after show so cool. Okay, so we obviously know that happened, but afterward is the interesting part, because we see Ramona talking to Sonia in the bedroom, and Ramona's kind of she's just ranting about it. She's going back and forth about what happened, and it seems like it's really affecting her. What did you feel about Sonia's reactions to Ramona during that scene? Did you think she was supporting her? Did you think she was?
I think 100% Sonia was supporting Ramona, and I think I've had this conversation on other after shows where you kind of see somebody do something out of character for themselves, and the friend either is against them or with them. And it's hard to draw that line when your friend does something you don't agree with, because you're going to support your friend no matter what, but do you stand by their side when they've done something like that? Or do you go, Ramona, what you did was wrong. It's not easy to do that, but I feel like that's what a good friend, a true friend would do. They would say, look, you were not right in doing that. I get where you're coming from. I'm on your side, but you owe Kristen an apology. So, but I still love that Sonia was super supportive of Ramona and listening to her. And she knows Ramona's past, where some of the other women aren't as close. So they don't know what's happened, you know, when she's growing up. And I hate to say that you know, it's kind of like a crutch sometimes when people blame their childhood on how they're behaving now. We all have had horrible things happen to us. And you either move on
with it.
Hopefully not. But everyone has bad stuff happen to them,
issues,
unfortunately.
Yeah, right.
So you pick up the pieces and you move forward and you try not to use that in your daily life. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping, and we kind of saw in this episode, that Ramona is using that and she's using it for sympathy. And it's hard for a viewer, for me anyway, to watch and give sympathy to somebody who's really, really digging deep for it.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather it be organic and me to genuinely feel sorry for her. Kind of the way we did with even what was going on with Aviva. We still felt sympathetic for her because there seemed like a genuineness to that barn thing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yep. Well, you know, last week when I spoke to Heather and we were talking about how she has a relationship with Ramona where she can just tell Ramona right out, hey, you know what? You're being a bee. You're being rude, you know? And I respected that. And I had said to her, it must be difficult for you to make friends because you must feel at times that you expect them to be the way you are. And it's not always easy, because as a good friend, like you were saying, a good friend would be able to, like Sonia would be able to tell her, like, listen, you're not being right now. This isn't what you're supposed to do. This is wrong. It's not easy to be that friend, because you do risk that person getting angry. And I've had so many situations with friends, because I'm very honest, clearly, where I tell people right out, that looks like crap on you, or, you know, or in my opinion, or that shouldn't, you shouldn't have done that, or you're wrong, you know, take initiative, you know, go fix the situation, take responsibility. But it's not easy to do that. And with someone like Ramona, who is super emotional and sensitive, I'm not sure how easy it can be to call her out on her issues, especially at that time where I feel like she's very vulnerable.
She's definitely sensitive, but I think sensitive to her own issues.
Right.
And not sensitive to somebody else's feelings, because she threw a glass, regardless of anything. She threw that glass at Kristen. So be sensitive to Kristen and going, I just threw a glass at somebody.
But do you think if Ramona was super apologetic, just like she did what you said you would do, you would run it, you would jump into the lake, the pond slash lake, would, if she did that, do you think that it would have been the same reaction still, or do you think that Kristen, all the girls would have, you know, accepted it and said, let's move on? Or do you think it still would have been the same thing?
That's not something that Ramona would do. So I think the girls would be absolutely flabbergasted by that behavior. But I think if she had done that, I think Kristen would have accepted her apology. She probably still would have, you know, played it up a little bit. But I still think she would have accepted the apology. And the tension that was felt for the next night and the next day wouldn't have been there. They would have been able to enjoy that dinner party that Heather had instead of arguing pretty much the whole time. So I do feel like it would have changed the dynamic the same way that it changed the dynamic by Ramona just not really...
So do you think Kristen played it up, or do you think that she was being totally honest in how she felt? Because she did mention it many times. She had a headache. She needed to leave. You know, I'm not sure how I would react. I'm sure I would be really pissed off, and it would be hard for me to move on and just enjoy myself, because I would feel like, what the heck? And I would want people probably to keep saying to me, like, that wasn't right. But, you know, I feel like she mentioned it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that she was doing that justifiably, or do you feel like it was something where it was taking it to another level of drama? Possibly?
I do feel like she had every right to, you know, talk to everyone kind of about it and voice that she was hurt, or that she had a fat lip or a blood blister or whatever it was. But I also think the comment about maybe that she had a headache, they also were drinking, they were in the sun, so that may have been, you know, it might have been a compilation of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she was also looking for the sympathy vote and wanted to have everybody kind of on her side, because it was such a ridiculous situation. And I don't think she would have needed to really play it up, because I think everybody knew how crazy Ramona was acting.
Right.
So.
But on a lighter note, Elvis came to visit, because that's always good when he comes back from the dead and hangs out with them. That was really cute, though. Heather had... She'd set that up.
Absolutely.
And, it was so cute. And Kristen was so happy. And it just shows you that there are some things in life that you can love from your adolescence all the way until your mid-30s, or however she looks like she's 20. But and it could still get you excited. We were just talking before the show started about our favorite Disney movies. And I said, I can still watch Aladdin. I still get just as happy. And that's kind of creepy slash awesome that I get the same reaction. And I get so happy still. So to see her, like, get so excited about Elvis when she knows it's not even it's obviously not Elvis, but it's still exciting for her to know that her friend thought of her, and that she loves the music, and she's probably heard the music 1,000 times. It still gives her that same happy reaction. So it was a cute little light moment.
Absolutely. It was really nice, because, I mean, when we talked to her on the phone a few weeks ago, she was telling us how much she's loved Elvis, and that this isn't, you're right, this isn't something that's just kind of new for her. She's had this, you know, love of him for years. And so to get to see her in that element right there was just, I mean, she's a great sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I love her. She's so fun. My opinion of her from the beginning, that first show where I was like, I don't know if I'm feeling her. I feel like she's playing it up and she's hamming it up. She's absolutely probably my favorite this season so far. So
that's a big one.
I like her. And even though on this episode I was a little bit like, okay.
Yes.
It's a wine glass. Let's move on. Let's enjoy the time.
Right.
But I still, she's really, really just a fun, genuine person. And she's great. She's real.
Right. Well, I was glad to see that they were finally enjoying the Berkshires. It looked like it cooled down a little bit. And if it didn't, we just didn't hear about it being so hot anymore. And
well, except for Heather saying, repeating to Ramona,
yeah,
it's not that hot.
Right.
It's not that hot in here.
But the other girls didn't have a complaint. And even Heather said to us, she was like, you know, you don't know this, but the actual the breeze was so wonderful. It was a great feeling. And I totally could feel that. Like, you know, when it gets a little bit, it's almost dark out and it's warm. Like tonight, for instance, it's what, 92 degrees here in LA right now, but it's cooled down a little bit, even though there's a little bit of wind and it's just a good feeling. You don't mind it. It doesn't bother you. So they all looked like they really enjoyed it. And we saw them the way they dressed. They took off some layers, especially Sonia in her leopard nightie, which I tweeted about. It was super cute. And she had a little hiney hanging out, a pair of heels, and she looked like a little Susie Homemaker. And they all, as you mentioned, had their little nightgowns on.
I love that.
So cute. So cute. So they were enjoying themselves for 5 minutes. And then Heather comes up with an idea. She says, let's take a hike. And things get a little bit dramatic here. So,
because what does Carol see?
You mean in the woods?
No, Carol, before they even leave.
What?
She asks Ramona, are you packing?
Oh, yes.
And she's like, well, no, I'm moving.
She was organizing.
I'm organizing
her
stuff.
Her brassiere, as she mentioned. Yeah.
She's organizing. And Carol kind of is on tour already. And I think she might have been the only one.
Right. Did you think she really was packing, though? Because we don't know for sure.
Yes.
You don't think she was just preparing in case the situation? See, I feel like, and I'm not trying to be just Team Ramona here, because I'm really not. I'm really just trying to figure her out. As I said, I'm pondering Ramona. But I hashtag pondering Ramona. But I'm wondering if I were in that situation and I did something as stupid as that and threw something at somebody, I would probably want to be prepared for the worst case scenario and be able to just pick up and go if I need to go. Because as you know, it's not easy to just pack stuff, especially if you're a girl and especially if you have someone like Ramona's closet. She probably brought everything she owns. Mm-hmm. So there could have been a chance that she was just getting everything settled and packed just in case this hike doesn't go as planned. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I'm not saying it's 100% sure. Chances are, because it probably isn't that easy to just charter a plane. This was already pre-planned, but we don't know.
Because she got a plane there.
Right, but who knows if she had...
It can't be that easy.
Well, you never know. You never know. I don't charter planes very often, but if anybody out there flies private often, let us know if it's something that you can snap your fingers and the plane can show up, because you never know. I mean, the Hamptons is it's a close plane ride. Maybe the friend had access to the plane 24/7.
Well, it sounded like that.
Yeah, and it seemed like it wasn't like a jet. It was the smaller little plane, and I don't know. It's once again, I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm just not insinuating something. I'm trying to see both sides, just in case she wasn't planning.
My grandpa used to fly just a biplane and like an open cockpit plane and then a closed plane, and he had both of them in a hangar about 15 minutes away from us. But it still took him time to get the airplanes out of the hangar and ready to fly and fueled and everything like that. So you do have to have some planning ahead to do that.
Do we know how many hours, I'm wondering, between the situation?
Well, remember she said 11:30. He said 11 or 11:30.
In the morning?
Well, I mean, they left during the day.
Right, so that means that they got up probably really early.
I'm assuming
because
it's
just the hike and all that. I mean, you have to think that was probably a couple hours of footage.
And maybe it wasn't until 1:30 or something like that.
Right.
But it definitely looked like it was preconceived and planned. And it isn't something easy, as far as what I can tell, with my grandpa flying, to just go and at the drop of a hat do that.
Right.
And maybe it only took a couple hours, but she still had planned it.
Right.
Which is why the suitcase would have been packed, because when he said, we're ready to go, I mean, she left that hike for a reason.
Yeah. I felt like she was preparing for the worst, because she felt like there was a chance that maybe they would all, you know, gang up. In her eyes, maybe she thought they'd gang up on her. Maybe she thought this would not go the right way. She was very uncomfortable at the breakfast.
She did, and she said that. She said she felt the tension, but I didn't see any tension.
I saw it in her.
In her, yes.
But everybody else seemed like they were. But, I mean, Sonia makes a joke. She cracks a joke about her hat and her orange and the blue that she's wearing, and she tries to make it light and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like at that point it was just Sonia. I mean, Ramona just had it. She was just done. She just felt very uncomfortable. And sometimes when you feel like you're the outcast, it's really hard to feel like you're no longer the outcast. And if you're just walking around with people going hiking, it's not going to be so simple to just feel like you're welcome once again. I think she knew that she did something wrong, and it was embarrassing and
If these are your friends, then why not be honest with them?
Well, I don't think they're all really her friends. I feel like Sonia is the only one that she feels super duper comfortable with, her and Luann. I just feel like it's with Carol. Carol's so sweet and just like carefree, but Carol has opinions. Carol just doesn't make you feel like she's judging you. She's not. She goes with it. But if you ask her right out, what's your opinion? She'll give you a straight dead answer.
But she knew what she was doing the night before when she had talked to Sonia in the room and was, you know, spouting all this stuff. So she knew Sonia was going to take her side. So why not just pull Sonia aside and say, hey, I don't feel comfortable in here anymore. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go to the Hamptons. I've got a couple friends staying there. You know, even if she goes, would you like to come with me?
Because I think she was still thinking about it. I don't think she was 100%. I think that's why she
about
was preparing.
Going to the Hamptons?
I think she planned to have a backup plan. I think she had like a plan B, which was like have a plane if she needs it, have everything packed if she needs it. I don't think she 100% planned on going. I just think that she wanted to feel like if she needs to leave and get out of the situation, she will. And I think she took advantage of that because I think she broke down. So going into
the
hike, so she's in the woods and she notices that the woods remind her of her backyard. She tells Carol her backyard growing up, and all of a sudden it goes from 0 to 60. Her emotions just go crazy and she's just crying hysterically, talking about her father moving her family so that he could
hurt her mom and
the mother.
You couldn't hear the mom screams.
I mean, it sounded really haunting and terrible. And if this was really happening to her, which I can't imagine those tears being.
I mean,
as Heather said, she took her, she goes, I'm crying. And she took her tear and showed Heather. But I think she feels like she has to prove to them, I'm not lying. I am crying. I am upset right now. Because she thinks they're probably thinking the worst about her.
Mm-hmm.
But what did you think of seeing that? Did you feel like this whole time she had felt like she had this like chip on her shoulder about her family and it was kind of just something she was holding in? Or do you think it just came out after that she threw the thing at?
I don't want to misspeak it. I know the viewers all, you know, most of them know kind of every little detail. And I wish that I knew every single detail.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if in previous seasons Ramona has really gotten into what happened with her family in the past. I can't remember.
I know she's mentioned little things, but...
But this is the first time she's really opened up to to the cameras and to everybody, right?
I believe so. She did mention things about her, like why she wants to mm-hmm. be a businesswoman, that her mother, in previous seasons, mm-hmm. she said her mother always told her not to have to rely on her father because mm-hmm. she had to. I think she mentioned little things. This was the most I've ever seen.
We've gotten out of it.
Right.
So in seeing that, obviously you feel for anybody. I mean, I have compassion for anybody that's gone through something, and anybody that has any sort of issue.
Yes,
you have
of course.
Compassion for that person. And I mean, I kind of had to laugh when Carol said, are you going to cry?
I know.
But then she immediately saw that Ramona was truly upset by this and kind of got into it. So then obviously as Carol's sitting there, she feels for her too. So I did feel bad for her. I don't want anybody to go through that or to remember that, because that kind of stuff, it's one of those things where you try and tuck it away and never think of it again.
Right, and that's when it gets worse, is when you don't face
mm-hmm.
it. I feel like I've seen Sonia do this before, where she is super compassionate over Ramona's feelings about her family. She has said many times, Ramona dealt with a lot growing up. She saw a lot growing up. She is just such a true friend to her. Loves her to death. She loves Ramona so much.
Ooh, we see her go to bat for her when she's talking to Kristen.
But I think that Sonia, I feel like Sonia's reaction. So obviously we see, okay, so I'm jumping. So Ramona's crying. They all come over. They're like, what's going on? It's crazy. But Ramona ends up just deciding she's going to leave. That's when Sonia steps in and talks to the girls about, you know, you guys don't understand what she's gone through. And she starts to tear up. She gets extremely emotional, almost more emotional than Ramona was. And I was surprised by that, because I think Sonia was more upset that the other girls weren't supporting Ramona, mm-hmm. and it hurt her to see that they weren't empathetic over her issues in the past. So I don't know. Did you feel like that was – because I feel like that, if anything, was just strange to see somebody get that upset about a friend's mm-hmm. emotions.
I agree with that. And, I mean, we saw that they had drank mimosas, so I don't think alcohol really came into play, because they'd been hiking and probably drinking water.
Right.
And I do agree with what Kristen said, where that doesn't give you the right to throw something at somebody.
Right.
Or to, you know, blow up at somebody because of, you know, what happened in your past.
Yeah.
So I do think Sonia maybe was – she wasn't overreacting.
But do you think Sonia was trying to say that? Do you think that Kristen was taking it the wrong way? And Kristen was taking it like they were saying, listen, Ramona had a bad past, so, you know, just disregard the situation where she threw the glass at you? Or do you think that Sonia was saying, Kristen, let this go. Look at Ramona's past. Like, I feel like they both were miscommunicating because there was so much emotion.
Absolutely.
And I feel like Sonny wasn't trying to make an excuse for Ramona's actions, but I think that Ramona was just saying that there was a lot of built-up emotions in her, and I think she was trying to say without saying that I'm not 100% in my right mind right now. And I think she was maybe trying to somewhat put a Band-Aid over the situation that she did with Kristen and hopefully got a little bit of sympathy from them so they don't take it so serious what she did.
Well, kind of like when you and I were sitting there watching the show and I said, you know, Ramona's apology to Kristen was really poor. You cannot, and I'm actually guilty of this, you can't say, I'm sorry because you did this.
It's like sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. And I, like I said, I'm guilty of doing that at times where, you know, well, you provoked me and, or you did this. So this is why I did this. This is why I reacted. Every action has a reaction. So her apology just wasn't very valid. And when she tried to genuinely apologize to Kristen later, Kristen didn't want to hear it because she'd heard this ridiculous apology and Ramona getting upset because you splashed me. You threw water on me.
That was a little bit
beyond ridiculous. So when it came down to time when Ramona actually was truly trying to make the apology, Kristen didn't want to hear it. So I think now at this point, when Sonia's talking about it the next day to Kristen, I think Kristen's just so sick of hearing the whole thing. I think she wants to move past it. And I think both these women are mature enough to be able to go, all right, this has gotten way out of hand. Let's move past this.
Right. I think Kristen's just upset because this is the second time this has happened to her. And Kristen did mention tonight in her Twitter, she said, Ramona never told me... Ramona, I don't know where it is, but she said, Ramona never told me that I can't throw water at her. She says she tweeted that. So in tonight in the episode, she says, Ramona just hates me to hate me. So I just think that overall she just views everything that Ramona's saying and doing as a way to just stay angry at her and just to find reasons to be upset at her. And I don't know the real reason. We hear later on that Carol tells in the what kind of boat is that called?
The
pontoon boat. She says to Kristen, hey, you know what? When I was sitting in the boat with Ramona, she was saying that you didn't really make an effort to get to know her. And it kind of hurt her feelings.
And you're just a pretty face.
And Kristen was kind of shocked. And I don't know. I felt like I'm glad that Kristen wasn't taking it so much like, whose side are you on? Because if you're immature, you're going to be like, wait, are you taking her side over mine? They have a good enough relationship where it's healthy enough that she can just say, you know, I'm being a good friend right now, Kristen. This is how Ramona thinks. This is what Ramona thinks. So I'm just letting you know so you can understand maybe a little more of where she's coming from. And I really did respect Carol for doing that. And she wasn't doing it to talk about Ramona or to make Kristen feel bad. She was just doing it to make sure that everybody has all the information that they need regarding this huge fight that
Do you
occurred.
Think that Kristen has tried to get to know Ramona?
I would say that Kristen got tried. No, I wouldn't. I don't think so. I think she's watched the show, and I think she's already had. If I had a guess, I would think she had some preconceived notions of Ramona, and maybe she wanted to tread lightly because if you've watched previous seasons, which I can't imagine anybody not watching before they start a show. Anybody who says they haven't, that's definitely not the case. I would do all my research if I was going to go on a show that was already on for 5-6 seasons. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in that case, I think she was treading lightly and she just didn't want to go in 100% with Ramona because she knew it would start drama very early on. And look, if there's somebody that we just a few weeks ago were saying, Kristen's not really involved in any of the drama. She only speaks when she has an opinion that she's thought out thoroughly. And now look, she's literally in the midst of all the drama. Not that she caused it, but she is in it. And it's from Ramona. So I think this is probably why she didn't want to befriend her and get to know her too early on. Plus, we saw that Ramona did go up to her at the beginning and say that remark to her at the party, whatever the remark was. They showed a clip of it tonight where she said to her, like, what are you just a, whatever she said, pretty face or something. What did she, do you remember?
I think it was, yeah, you're just a pretty face.
Something like that. Whatever she said, or I don't know what it was. I don't actually remember, but it was something that wasn't very nice. It was like one of the first things she said to her. So I don't know. I also think it's probably really scary to go into a franchise that's been around for 5 seasons and start off new and then these people are already friends.
So. Absolutely. I would have done the same thing I think Kristen did and just kind of eased my way into it so that I'm not smack dab in the middle of the drama and kind of get to know everybody on their own and try not to make an opinion. It's hard when you do know you know, you watch these five or six seasons prior and you see somebody and you've got to be in the midst of all of it.
Right. But I do want to know what our viewers and listeners are thinking about Ramona packing before when Carol walks in. Do you think that she was packing because she was 100% planning on leaving? Or do you think that she was packing because she wanted to be prepared just in case that she wanted to leave and she can get up quickly and not have to? Because nothing's more awkward than saying you're going to leave and then you storm off and then you have to go pack for half an hour. It's kind of awkward. So let us know what you think, if you think that she did plan it or if you think that it was just in preparation in case she was going to leave. And you can comment on our YouTube page and you can also rate us if you think we're doing a good job. Give us 5 stars and let us know what you think also about the apology. Do you think that it was a sincere apology the first time around that she gave Kristen? And yeah, I love reading all your comments, so...
Should we talk more about the pontoon boat in Austin, the captain that Sonia was flirting with?
I think we should lighten things up a little bit. Yes, I am very concerned for this poor boy because he's probably going to be getting lots of texts. No, I think that she does a lot for, like Heather said too, for the show. I think she plays it up for the show. It's so silly, and she, thank God for Sonia, because she, as much as she can get super emotional, she can then the next scene be light and fun and just, she's had the white bathing suit on and she just looked beautiful and calm and happy, and she makes everybody just smile. And how many people can you say make you smile every time they're around you?
The dynamic completely changed after Ramona left, and a billion times for the better. And the girls were actually able, I think, to enjoy themselves without feeling held back or like, you know, you do feel kind of like you have to walk on pins and needles. I'm sure Ramona felt the same way, but the girls do too, because what do you say about it? And you don't want to, you know, ruffle any more feathers.
Right.
But you want to have fun with everybody. But, you know, these two aren't getting along. So I do think it was a good thing Ramona left. I just think she left in the wrong way, especially not saying goodbye to Sonia, and Sonia being very upset that Ramona didn't even say goodbye to her before she left.
I just found it weird that it had to take somebody to leave for them to be happy, because these are very strong women. And I feel like if they wanted to, they could still have a very good time amidst somebody who they maybe aren't too fond of at the moment. So, you know, I feel like the dynamic did really change and she really did affect them. And I guess as strong as you are, it doesn't matter. Like, still, if someone's around you that is causing your friend to be upset, it is going to affect you and it's going to, you know, put a damper on the day.
Well, that quote that, you know, you remove negativity from your life and all the positive will come to you. I mean,
yeah,
it's kind of true. It kind of brings everybody else down.
I just thought it was sad, though, because
it's sad. It's definitely sad.
When anybody leaves,
she's hurting,
they feel
obviously
unwelcome, and they feel, you know, it was sad. But I don't understand why she didn't tell Sonia. And I don't know if it was because this was not planned. I feel like if it was planned, she would have told Sonia.
I thought that she came up to everybody and, you know, said
that when Sonia was at the dinner after, she was like, I'm surprised she didn't say bye to me.
Well, yeah, but she had talked to Heather.
No, but she didn't say bye to Sonia.
Oh,
sorry.
She didn't
I should
say
rephrase
goodbye.
What I was saying. Yeah, and I felt like she would have gone up to Sonia and said goodbye to her if this was more planned. I feel like this was spur of the moment, really last minute, because she just got up and left. If you plan it, wouldn't you say bye to your best friend? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just another reason that I don't think it was super planned, honestly, but it did hurt Sonia, and I don't think she ever intended on hurting Sonia, but it did affect Sonia, because there was Sonia standing up for her, and now she looks like, you know, to all the girls, it looks like, well, aren't you her best friend? She didn't say bye to you? And Sonia doesn't say much, but she says enough that the girls know that she's upset, and she knows that she's disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But then Luann kind of gets a little bit of information, being the CIA agent that she is, little detective. She finds out from a friend that Ramona's at a party. And there's a picture to prove it.
She's at Molly Sims' party
in
the Hamptons.
But Molly Sims, I mean, I don't know. Is that 100% it was a Molly Sims party, 100%?
Well, that's what Luann had said.
Right. But no matter what, okay, so she was at Molly Sims' party. But regardless, even if it wasn't Molly Sims, do you think that had anything to do with the reason they were upset, or do you just think it was the fact that she was at a party?
I think it was just the fact that she was at another party, that she'd gone from, I think the ladies were thinking, because she felt so upset, okay, you want to go home and be around family or be around friends at home, that's one thing. But to go and fly to the Hamptons and go to another party with other friends, it doesn't look like you're really that upset then.
Right.
Obviously, you've moved on enough to go to another party and hang out and drink and...
Right. I don't know.
People.
I'm gonna think now. I'm wondering. I'm just wondering. So, given a situation like that with Ramona, so say you're in the similar situation, and you leave, your friend picks you up in a nice plane, and then he says to you, just say he said to her, hey, you know what? I can totally drop you off at, you know, more close to where you live, or I don't know how close you can actually drop someone off to Manhattan in a little plane like that, but just say they could drop her off near home. Or I'm going to this party at Molly Sims. Do you want to come? And she's like, nah, you know, I don't really feel like going. And say, like, what if he said to her, like, you know what? You can't be alone right now and go back home and be upset. I want you to be happy right now. Like, you should go out and be happy. Just say that he pushed her to go and she went. What if that situation happened? I'm just wondering what, if that was the situation, would
it be? Don't you think she would have texted Sonia then and said, you know what? I decided to leave. I wanted to kind of get away. And
yeah, that's
Adam,
true.
My friend that picked me up in the plane, said there's actually a party and he wanted to cheer me up. So we ended up going to this
that's
party.
True.
Just want to let you know, I do miss you. I love you. Thank you so much for, you know, just being there for me. And I'll see you when you get back.
That would have been the right thing to do. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just my thought, especially since they're such close friends.
Right.
Once again, we have to go that they're close friends, because obviously once Sonia finds us out, she lets it all out.
Yeah, I know, and rightfully so. But I don't know why Ramona would do that. It just wouldn't. If she did that the way she did it, it wasn't very nice.
No,
not so much for the other girls, because she doesn't really owe them anything in the sense that she doesn't even really view them as her friends. Luann,
no.
I guess she's always her friend, and then back and forth. But Sonia's supposed to be her best friend, mm-hmm. So I do 100% agree with you on that. That she should have definitely texted her. Regardless, she should have texted her. But I think that Sonia's one of those friends to her that she doesn't feel like she has to try a lot, because she feels like no matter what, they're sisters.
Yes.
And I don't think that justifies it at all.
No.
Because it's like, you know how you treat like your sister or your brother, you know they're always going to be there so you can yell at them and get in a fight, and then you don't even have to apologize. Sometimes you just pick up the next mm-hmm. day like nothing happened. At least that's what happened with my sister and I growing up. So maybe that's how she looked at it, but I don't know. I just don't think she thought that thoroughly through it. I think she was very upset. And she left, and she got invited to Molly Sims' party. She was like, F it, I'm going. And I don't think that's right, because she did leave, you know, someone else's party that they invited her to. And she
and had
just
set up and set up so many things together that she had, that Heather had planned, the
yeah.
dinners and them going out, you know, in downtown.
Yeah.
And Heather
fair
planning,
to Heather.
You know, yeah,
yep.
Heather threw this whole trip together for them to relax and enjoy. And I mean, yeah, maybe it's roughing it for all the girls, and this isn't their idea of the most fun, because they're not going to a spa or not doing something really fancy or, you know, all inclusive type thing. But Heather put a lot of thought and planning into this trip to make something nice for them where they could enjoy each other's company. And Ramona just really didn't. I mean, from
she
the,
want to be
from
there
the
from
moment
the,
she got
exactly.
there, exactly,
she did not want to be there from the second she
mm-hmm.
walked there. And that is not excuse. You cannot excuse any of the things she said about the Berkshires and Heather's home and the AC and the constant complaining. That's definitely not okay.
And
not okay.
You know what else kind of bothered me about the conversation was, it didn't bother me. I completely agree with, you know, Sonia on this. But Sonia mentioned, you know, ever since everything happened with Ben and that started to go, you know, bad,
yeah.
I really am upset with Ramona. Now, Ramona had explained to us a couple weeks ago when she called in that she actually didn't speak to Ben's mother. You know, somebody asked her about Sonia. So, I mean, obviously that hadn't been cleared up between the two of them yet, or if it did, Sonia just kind of threw it out there because she kind of wanted to.
Well, that's just Ramona's side, too. We don't know Sonia's side.
We don't know Sonia's side. But I thought that was interesting to hear Sonia bring that up again.
Yes.
When I thought that they had moved on past that.
Right, right. I think that she was holding on to that. She was holding a grudge on that. It was definitely upsetting to her. But I think Sonia can put a lot of things aside and can excuse a lot of Ramona's mm-hmm. actions because she does love her. So I think when situations like this arise where she doesn't feel like Ramona's being as good of a friend to her as she's being to Ramona, things will come to the surface, such mm-hmm. as the Ben situation,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so in that case, I can totally understand where Sonia was coming from saying that. And I don't think it was fair for Sonia to feel to have to look all of these girls in the eyes at the dinner.
After defending her.
After defending her. It's embarrassing. And it's not right. And I think if Ramona knew that was going to happen, she would have definitely made more of an effort. But I just think, once again, Ramona doesn't think before she does things sometimes. And it's just, it's not right.
What do you think of the girls deciding to confront Ramona?
So I'm really, 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 this next week's episode, I think they have a lot of balls, because this is something where they're all getting together and they're all going to confront her, like they said, like an intervention. And Ramona's going to do one of two things. She's either going to shut down completely and walk out, or she's going to fight back. And when Ramona fights back, she fights back hard. And
a little bit dirty.
I hope these girls are ready. And they, you know, because they are, not to say that Ramona's not a good and sweet person, because Ramona, they all have good hearts, all of them. But Ramona, you know, you better come with a lot of evidence about anything you're insinuating to Ramona, because Ramona will come back and she may even dig under the surface and pick up some things that maybe have to do with someone else's life and their backstory or history, or she might use other things to defend herself. So I feel like they should tread lightly in that situation. You know,
I don't know if they're going to, but I'm sure that that's kind of the better way to handle her.
I don't know how Luann's going to handle it, because Luann is kind of, I feel like she's a little bit on both sides because she really does get along with she is. Yeah,
Ramona,
she's friends with Heather.
But she also knows it's not right of what Ramona's doing.
Right. And she kind of takes a Heather's approach to friendships, where she kind of just, if she sees something wrong, she calls it out. Mm-hmm. And I know that Heather will call out any situation, regardless if it's her friend, if she believes that she should stand up for what she thinks is right versus who is in the fight. Mm-hmm. She's not just going to stand up for Carol because Carol is her best friend. She's going to stand up for Carol because Carol's right in the situation. Right, the facts. So I think that Heather's going to be an asset to this intervention / talk with Ramona because she will not just attack anybody unless she has 100% reason to do so. And she feels like that person, you know, needs to be called out on something.
And, you know, we almost forgot to mention that Kristen calls her husband Josh to tell him about what happened.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about next week's episode?
Dinner? Well, not that, but,
with the rollers in her hair.
With the rollers in her hair.
Yes.
She calls Josh,
yes,
tell him about what happened.
Yes.
Now, if you're her husband, I mean, I would almost be like, you need to come home immediately. Like, you need to get away from these women, or you need to not, like, hang out with them. Some of the husbands, especially in the Real Housewives franchise, really get defensive.
Yeah,
for their
Mauricio
wives.
Gets
Mauricio
pretty crazy.
Mauricio, or
yeah,
even Ken. Like,
yes.
They really, really defend their wives and stuff. Now, we also know that they have a little bit of a different relationship. Mm-hmm. So I think, I mean, he obviously said, you know, okay, this is not good. She's crazy or whatever.
Right.
But
I didn't think I feel like New Yorkers in general, like, you see a difference in the way they respond to their wives. I think they know that their wives are strong as bulls. Mm-hmm. These girls are like, they can handle it. They're not really that worried about them. I feel like the Beverly Hills franchise, for instance, they're a little more soft-spoken, a little more like, you know, I'm the wife, you're the husband, you can be more of the man. Like, women in New York, they're like, they wear the pants. So
yes.
I don't think he was that worried about her. I mean, she can handle herself, but he was probably just thinking to himself, oh God, I'm scared for Ramona. You know? But I don't know. I would just think that, at least, you know, coming from the East Coast,
She's got it.
Yeah, she's totally all set in that. But it was funny to see, first of all, why is she so beautiful all the time, 24/7 in rollers too? It's so sad. Like, I literally can't even take it. Her body is just ridiculous.
Yes.
She gets prettier every
swimsuits.
Single. Oh my God. And then Carol's butt in that black bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally.
Heather. They're like, their stomachs, they're all like flat, like teeny tiny, like athletic girls.
I
love it.
And like,
it's awesome.
If it puts 10 pounds on you, the TV, how
they
small
are
they?
Yeah.
I can't even, oh my gosh.
Luann and her legs for days, all of them.
Ramona's legs are super toned.
I'm
Sonya's
way impressed
legs.
With all the women in this show. They look fantastic.
Unbelievable.
They're super duper in shape.
I know.
Amazing. And healthy.
So I was just surprised, though, in the end, I guess, that Ramona went to the Hamptons of all places, because I don't, like I said, I don't think she thinks things out thoroughly, because if she did, it would really seem like she's slapping Heather in the face, saying, like, this is not the Berkshires, it's the Hamptons, and that's where I belong. And I don't think I really don't think she means to do the things that she does. I just don't think she thinks. Because if you tell somebody, like, this is how you made this person feel, did you mean to do that? Like, she's not going to say, yes, I meant to do that. Do you know what I mean? I just don't think she knows about the consequences of her actions sometimes. And she comes off so strong. And I don't know. I just know from previous seasons that she has a big, big heart. And I remember her being there for Bethany through really hard times with Bethany's father. Like, this is going back many seasons ago. But people don't change. I mean, if you have a huge heart and you love your friends and you're a good friend, you can't just all of a sudden become an a-hole. So I just think that it's current situation that's, I think, having a lot to do with her mannerisms. And I think that overall, she does have a big heart. I think Sonia has a huge heart. Sonia is so compassionate. Sonia feels for people because she knows that she's in situations right now that aren't ideal. And she would hope people are going to be there for her and see, you know. I think also, you know, she did mention to Kristen at one point, you don't know what it's like growing up with the mother's head in the toilet or whatever that meant. And I think Sonia also was referring to her own childhood in a way. It kind of seemed like she related like to Ramona as well.
I definitely think that there must be some, you know, some correlation.
Yes. I think she was insinuating.
Her own memories that, you know, get brought up. And
right. And I think she was insinuating that Kristen didn't have a difficult upbringing. And that's not always
true. You don't know.
Just because people look normal doesn't mean they didn't have a crazy upbringing. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Sure. Sometimes the most normal people had the most crazy upbringing. So can't insinuate that. But yeah, it was definitely a, it didn't seem as long. I don't know why, this episode. It didn't seem as long as they usually do. Did you feel like it was?
No, and usually the end, you know, usually the last 15 minutes of the episode always kind of bring the crazy drama.
Yeah.
And while there was drama because Ramona was obviously in the Hamptons at that party, it wasn't some like devastating blow like last week with the wine glass. So maybe that's why it felt like it was a little bit more picked up.
It kind of went. It got a little more peaceful. Yeah, it flowed. It got a little more peaceful at the end. So, yeah, we touched on predictions, but...
Predictions for next week with Kristen and Josh.
Let's do it. Yeah. Want to do some predictions?
Sure.
All right. Let's do predictions.
The thing hung. It didn't work.
Aw. Predictions.
Right. Predictions. Now you're AfterBuzz TV. Predictions. Okay. That was really good, by the way.
We are so good right now at predictions.
That was really good. Okay.
We should be the new... Predictions people.
Okay. Are there people
like
that live here that do the predictions that come out, that you guys keep in a closet
the
and they come
people?
Out?
Yeah, we poke them with a stick when we
Oh, I don't want to be that.
So yeah, the dinner. Oh, so the so she
confrontation.
Yes, but Josh says you don't cook dinner to Kristen.
Why would I want to come home if you're not going to have dinner?
So I know in the first few episodes we saw her home life a little bit and how she had a nanny watching her kids, and which I would have too if I could afford it. I mean, if I had kids, and I'm not going to knock her on that. But I think that overall she has a very good life. She probably can just get up and go as she pleases, whereas a lot of moms, it might be more difficult for them to do that. It seems like he's resenting her in a way.
It does. And I think that's such a poor argument. Oh, because you don't have dinner on the table. Like, that's then why would I come home early? Because, I mean, a lot of the times it takes time to make dinner, and dinner's over so quickly. So you spend maybe a half hour, 45 minutes cooking this meal that's over in 10. And, you know, like, I can understand as a woman feeling like I would much rather be spending time with my family ordering something in.
Yeah.
And just getting, and
that's
obviously
true.
They have a little bit more ability
do you think
to
that's
play
what he
with
meant?
That.
Did he mean cooking, or did he mean having food regardless if it's takeout or whatever?
From what I saw, I think it's more the fact that she's not cooking it.
Okay.
I think, I don't know. We'll find out more next
sometimes
week.
Sometimes you don't want people to cook things because sometimes it's better off if they don't. Maybe she knows she's not good and she's like, forget it.
I do feel bad for her for that because, I mean, obviously we've seen them kind of argue throughout the season. Mm-hmm. And so it's always sad to kind of see relationships.
I feel like Heather has the best relationship on the show. Who do you think?
Oh, my gosh. Her and her husband. Yeah. Absolutely.
Amazing.
I feel like they love each other. I feel like they're like in love.
I know.
And
totally.
They have babies and they try to make babies. And
I know.
I'm getting red right now just thinking about it because
you're I'm thinking
about her and her husband just having just such a great relationship and being cute.
And on that note, where can we find you?
You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wagner, my blog, lindsaywagner.blogspot.com, and at 10 o'clock at night for Supernatural here at AfterBuzz TV. Ashley, where can they find you?
Miss Ashley Daniels for Twitter and Instagram, and ashleydaniels.info for my website. And we will see you next week.
See you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.